sponsored by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number Air Media, 1100 feet. It's actually happened. I heard that at the University of Oklahoma some time ago, all of the manuals were rewritten to dilute all sex designation.
That's right.
No longer are there to be a chairman. These people are chairpersons. Certain positions there are no longer manned. They are people. I guess that would be enough to make an Oklahoman, or maybe I should say an Oklahoma person, throw up his hands in a rage. I hear that the University of Minnesota has spent over $100,000 in order to de-sex their terms. Well, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but the term man does not necessarily refer to the male sex. Really, it's interesting to see how the Bible uses the term. Did you know that the Bible says that God made man, and he made him, get this, male and female? In other words, the term man can also be used in what we call the generic. When you talk about mankind, for example, you're talking about human beings in general, not men versus women. Why don't we cut out all this silly stuff? Why, a salesman is no more a reflection of the male ego than is the pronoun she a slam against men. I guess it is if there's some in the minority among us today whose lives are so starved for a real purpose that they have to pick a fight to occupy their time. Is that what it is? Are we so ashamed of our sex that we even hold our language responsible? Maybe it is that these folks don't really enjoy being what they are, and they're infuriated because the rest of us do. Hey, the fact that women, not men, have the babies is not the fault of selfish, domineering men. It's simply that's the way we've been made. Frankly, I'm glad women have the babies. And I discovered my wife is glad, too. I am not a genderless person. I am not neuter. I am man. And I intend to stay a man, proud because I am. And you're not a weirdo if you feel the same way, despite what some apparently want us to believe. My wife is a woman, a tremendous lady. And you know what I find her doing? I'm a great observer. I watch what people do. I see my wife many times read the Bible, and I'm proud of her for that. And she reads things there, I've observed, where God tells her how she can be a fulfilled woman. And you know, she doesn't need an unfulfilled person to straighten her out either and to tell her her rights. Well, maybe you think I've gone a little overboard with this. Well, if I do sound like I have, it's because I'm convinced that in the name of human rights, even, we're up against a stacked deck. I am convinced that this business of de-sexing ourselves is not some harmless venture in the name of liberty. I am convinced it violates everything that God intended us to be, discussed in the Bible. There are some among us who don't want to be equal, really, even though they cry out for it. What they want is the pure right. But it's God who made us equal, the man in the Bible, that we play certain roles in our relationship. He says, man is to play the role of the head of the home. But even when he does, he's not superior. In any corporation, to use no phrase, the buck must stop somewhere. And God says in the Bible that it is the man, the husband, who must recognize that in the family, the buck stops there. It's amazing, isn't it? How we're changing roles these days, thinking we'll find security, and in the midst of it all, our divorce rate is higher than it's ever been? Fascinating.
What you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in Boston.